Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Tyler. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
251-4101-0001-9825.
Hold on. Can you go back after the 4101? What was that one?
0001.
Okay. And then what was the last four?
9825.
Perfect. Just give me 1 second here to pull your file up, and then I can answer any questions you may have.
Your name was Taylor?
Tyler, correct. Correct. All right. Is this Water Services Incorporated?
Yes, it is.
And is this Alex speaking?
Yes.
Perfect. Perfect. Let me just confirm some quick details here on the file, and then I can answer any questions that you may have. As far as a good contact number, is the 865-966-5851 the best one there for you, just in case this call drops?
Yes.
Okay. And then can you just confirm the billing address there for the business?
Physical or mailing?
The billing.
P.O. Box 22339, Knoxville, C, 37933.
Perfect. And then as far as like your business structure, you guys a C Corp, S Corp, LLC?
C Corp.
C Corp, okay. And then how long have you guys been in business there?
1953.
Wow. You guys have been through some serious times there. Perfect. Yep, it looks like everything's confirmed there. If you want to just kind of point me, paint a picture there of what you were looking to do, I can kind of point you in the direction for what programs we might have available to you.
Well, we need working capital to continue to buy additional raw materials.
Okay, okay. What kind of materials there were you looking to purchase?
Chemicals.
Okay, okay. And then is this something you guys are purchasing quite often here, or is this something you buy in bulk to get a discount?
We buy in quantities of 1 to 4, 55-gallon containers of over 125 different chemicals.
Oh, wow. And how often are you guys making that type of purchase?
Damn near every month.
Wow.
Not all of them, obviously, but we're ordering every month.
Okay, okay. And what is it that you guys do over there as far as the business itself? Are you?
We are a specialty chemical company. And Tollblend chemicals for, HVAC systems, cooling towers, boilers, closed-loop systems, process systems.
Wow, okay, okay. And you guys have been doing this for quite some time, seriously. 1953. I'm sure you've gotten the hang of it by now. Impressive. How much capital there were you looking to bring on, Alex?
Say between $100,000 and $120,000.
And is that going to be all utilized there for the chemicals, or is there going to be other any other usage there for it?
Totally for chemicals.
All for chemicals. And how much will that get you through? Is that like for a few months that would get you through? What kind of quantity are you working with that range?
I'll probably get us through at least 6-7 months.
That's about a good 6-7 months there for you. Okay. And how soon do you need to bring this capital on here?
Hopefully within, say, 60 days. 30 would be better.
Okay, then the next 30. Okay. How have you guys been able to make those kind of purchases in the past there with the chemicals? Did you guys have like a line of credit, or would you just pay out of pocket?
We paid out of pocket. We just, with our receivables being slower and slower and slower, the scenario now where we don't have the ready cash to continue to buy the chemicals as we have for the last 20 years.
I see, I see. What's anything been happening recently, or is it just election year for the kind of...
It's been going slow for the last couple, 3 years. But again, one of the biggest things is, as the economy has been decreasing, service and industrial and in commercial last night at the bottom of the totem pole to get handled and covered.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see the benefit of it.
I gotcha.
And so orders have been slower. Orders have been even slower.
I gotcha. And then so say we were able to get you this capital and you're able to purchase these chemicals here, or is there a plan there for maybe an increase in like marketing, or what was the game plan as far as increasing the business itself? Is it just because you weren't able to keep enough chemicals on stock?
That's part of it, but also our ability to continue to grow and expand is now limited because we don't have the raw materials to make our products to sell.
I gotcha. Are you guys not operating at like max capacity?
We're operating at probably 25% of capacity.
Oh, wow. Okay. There's where the big difference has been. I gotcha. And then are you guys using, does this involve a lot of equipment as well? Or is this, how does this process work here with the business that you guys do, I should say?
Well, we do handle small equipment, chemical feed pumps, controllers, and so forth. That's less than, I'm going to say less than 6% of our business.
Okay. It's definitely not the biggest portion there for you. But as far as, you know, say we were able to get you this capital, what kind of return there could you possibly see with that if you're able to take advantage there of that amount of chemicals in that time period?
Of course, I'm going to have to know what kind of interest rate you're going to charge. And then reading what I had here, you have up to a 5-year loan.
That's on the equipment. We do up to 5 years. For the working capital, they're anywhere from about 3 to 36 months are the term lengths. First-timers usually get in the 6 to 24-month range. It's just going to kind of depend there what you look like on paper. But as far as sales goes for you guys, how much did you guys do in sales last year? And I can kind of give you a ballpark of what we might be able to free up for you.
It was about $1.8 million.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, you're definitely in the range there for what you were looking for. As far as the capital goes, if we were able to get you an approval for more than that, would you have any possible projects or any other usages for it, or were we only focused here on the chemicals?
Only focused on the chemicals.
Okay. So we can definitely shoot there for the 100 to 120K. Did you have like a range there as far as, you know, the term and what you were looking for, just so I can get a ballpark there, or maybe if you've been shopping around there, maybe you've gotten some offers yourself?
Well, if I've gotten offers, I'm going to keep them to myself to see which is the best, which makes the most sense, does it, from my point of view?
I mean, if you want people to beat the deals, it certainly would help to know what you're working with. We do have a match or beat policy there, so we do like to know if there is anything else on the table, just so we know what to be. Say that again.
Let's first see what you can offer and what kind of interest rate.
Yeah, you know. So as far as the rate goes, we actually do a fixed payback amount. So you'll know exactly how much you will owe, and then however long of a term you do choose, it's just divvied up between those payments. We do monthly, weekly, and daily payment structures. Have you ever worked with working capital in the past?
Not really, never needed to.
No? Okay, yeah. So, you know,
50 years.
Yeah, no, I mean, the fact that you guys went that long without it is beyond impressive, you know, but it is an unsecured cash loan, so, you know, it's not going to be as cheap as, you know, your typical line of credit that has some sort of collateral attached to it. This is completely unsecured, so you can use it for however you see fit for the business there. But as far as the chemicals there, do you purchase these monthly or weekly? How often are you having to make the purchase itself?
Making purchase, again, we've got many different chemicals. We don't use all of them for the same type of order.
Mm-hmm.
We manufacture over 300 different products.
Wow.
We use about 100 to 200 different raw materials.
Wow. Okay. So you guys are constantly making purchases then, huh?
Yep, and constantly shipping different types of chemical oil. We cannot make large bulk orders because of the multiple numbers of chemicals, different chemicals that we make.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is job shop manufacturer, which is not a problem for the way we're set up.
Okay. And how long does it take to actually acquire those? Is it pretty straightforward there, or is this something you have to order in advance?
I can usually get raw material in within 5 days.
Okay, so that's a pretty quick turnaround. Getting you this type of cash, it's not only going to help you, you know, get the business back and going, but you're not going to be able to be turning down these opportunities that you said you've been presented with here in the past, and it's just going to allow you to take advantage of those opportunities. As far as, going through a bank there, have you guys ever, looked at a line of credit there with, like, a local bank, or you guys have always just kind of paid out of pocket there?
We've always just paid out of pocket.
Okay. I mean, this is definitely an opportunity here for you, and the way we're kind of structured here, it's going to align perfectly there with the amount of purchases you're going to make. You know, you're going to get this amount of cash, and you can, like I said, use it however you see fit, and you'll be able
now,
to take advantage of it.
We don't have to take all the cash at one time. So we get the setup for, let's say, $100,000,
mm-hmm.
and we only take $1,000 to begin with. Then we can still have the remainder 50 if we need it, correct?
Correct. We would just restructure it based off of what you did want, allocate that, and then if you ever wanted to come back for more, you can look at that. We also have refinancing options, so halfway through, so let's just say hypothetically, just to make it math easy, you do a six-month term. Usually about halfway through, however the term length is, so right around month three, we can look at refinancing options, get you more capital, and once you're once your foot is in the door.
At least a 2-year loan.
You're looking for like a 2-year?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, we can definitely shoot for the longer term on the term length. And then also, like I said, we can look at refinancing options there to make it a longer term for you and be able to turn that over for you. As far as the application process itself, it's really just three things that we look at, and you've answered two of them, your gross annual sales and your time in business. The only other crucial thing that we really look at is credit. How would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Now, middle, low middle, because we're having to pay out without receivables. Coming in properly.
I see. Do you have a ballpark number there on the credit?
On what we owe?
No, on what your credit is, your FICO. You know, the is it like 600s?
As a corporate, I have no earthly idea.
Personal credit.
It is, and you got to understand a lot of these guys, like, I don't know.
Personal?
About a 640, 650.
Okay. So you're a little bit below average there. I think the average right now currently is like 693, I think is what we're working with. The good news is, though, is with the working capital, the majority of the weight is on the top line revenue. So if you have cash flow and we have healthy bank statements, that's really going to play a huge part of your favor. But for the application process, it's just a one-page app. Did you guys file 2015 taxes?
Not yet.
Do you have an extension on it?
Our end of year is October 1st.
Okay.
So for me, I wouldn't consolidate.
Then yeah, we would just
continue to pay it off.
Okay. Oh, for 2015, yeah, I've got a tax return for that. I'm thinking 2015-16 is our year just in essence ended.
Uh huh. Okay, then yeah, what we would need is 2014's tax return, and then just if you have a copy of the extension for 2015 or the filing date for it, just to show that, and then it's just 6 months of your most recent bank statements. We just want to see the beginning and ending balances, just make sure you have a good, healthy cash flow going there. But that's really the only three things that we look at as far as an approval. Once you get that over, I can get you submitted to underwriting. And then we're usually looking at right around 24 hours, 48 hours max for an approval. Once
bank statements and last tax return.
Correct, correct. And then it's just a one-page app that I would attach to an email. Then we can usually get you an answer in right around 24 hours. You'll see kind of what programs you're going to be working with and that are available to you. And if it makes sense for you in the business, you approve of it, and we can get you funded in just another 24 hours after that. So we are able to move fairly quick. Another good feature, too, is
let's get started. There's no need to continue talking, then, is there?
No, okay. What's a good email there for you, Alex?
My email, I'm going to use WSICAS. That stands for Water Services, Inc., see Alex Ferris.
Okay.
AOL.com.
At AOL.com. So I have WSICAS at AOL.com. Does that sound right?
Correct.
Perfect. Yes. What I'll do right now is I'll shoot you this email. It's just going to summarize the offer. It'll have the list of what we would need for the approval. As soon as you can get that over to me, we can start talking some approval programs here. When do you think you might be able to get that all back over to me?
This week.
Perfect. Perfect. What I'll do here is I'll maybe just touch base with you tomorrow just to make sure you received everything and have any questions. Otherwise, as soon as you shoot that over, we can get the ball rolling there for you.
Thank you.
No worries, Alex. Enjoy the rest of your week. We'll be in touch.
Thank you.
Bye.